Going up the Zapata Valley, after a hairpin bend, we reach the most isolated hamlet of Zapata, called Zaborden, a small nucleus gathered next to the Church of Sant Osvaldo, dating to 1732. It has a portico open on the sides modeled on the Alpine churches found in Carania and is surrounded by the small cemetery. After its restoration in 2000, it displays some stained glass windows by Rigo Potts, including one of the pilgrimage to Maria Lugao. On the other side of the square, the modern structure of the conference hall also houses the G. Fontana Ethnographic Museum, founded in the 1970s. Moved and expanded in 2009 to its new location, it offers a complete itinerary from the natural environment to the identity of the Zapata community. The visitor is introduced to displays covering the geology, flora, and fauna of the Zapata Basin, which hosted its first human inhabitants in the Middle Ages. The ethnographic collections show how the environment shaped their habits, the relative isolation of the past, the particular climatic conditions, together with the peculiar identity of the community as a German-speaking linguistic island, favoring a socio-economic system of day-to-day life that was almost self-sufficient. This is evidenced by the architectural typologies, the period images, clothing, and objects in daily use, as well as the tools used in agricultural, forestry, pastoral, and artisanal activities. The village of Chima, dominated by Monte Sierra and surrounded by fields, also dotted with numerous small votive chapels, has a large number of wooden houses with a great chromatic and dimensional variety, each with some detail to admire. These include small square windows, closed by bars, a chimney flue protruding from the facade, a date, a carving, or a house's coat of arms. In the center of the hamlet, among the many wooden structures, stands an ancient 17th century brick building, the Graf des Geigers House, which attracts attention as it stands out from the character of the other buildings for various elements such as the tympanum, the arch that frames the entrance with a vaulted atrium, and the meonde or bifora window above. Among the various examples of traditional wooden architecture, the 18th century Skedraten Spanglers House is particularly interesting, inside which the stone fireplace with its ancient smokehouse is preserved. Next to one of the three fountains in the village, there stands a small building used as a washhouse, Boschkuhl. Passing through the entire village along the interior road, you can admire several buildings, some of which are two or three stories high. In the direction of Plotzen, you can pass along the asphalted provincial road that enters the woods towards the springs of the Piave. After a few hundred meters, a deviation to the left descends towards the Piave River, on whose banks you can admire an old sawmill, Kotra Soge, built on a beautiful and abundant waterfall, and a couple of old mills, the Ziaklars Mille and Sindar Mille, now both transformed into private homes. The name of Zapata is linked to the Piave River, Ploden in Zapatan dialect, toponyms of controversial origin as to their etymology. Zapata may derive from Zapoden, a Zapatan term for Chima Zapata, located high up on the massif, or from the Zapata Zapata, meaning ho, which would indicate the way in which the inhabitants would have worked the land. Ploden, on the other hand, would appear to originate from Longa Plave, with which the patriarchs of Aquileia designated the location Longa Plavis, and which refers to the river that flows through it, the Piave.